Welcome to the Eric in the Morning Podcast on 101.9 The Mix Chicago. All right, take it away, Eric.
Hey, I was wondering at 5:53. We have a hey, I was wondering an older one from Melissa.
Oh, yeah? Okay, wow.
Oh, yeah, let's see if you remember this one.
Okay.
Hey, Eric, recently we were talking about perfumes men can't resist.
I remember. It's maybe like a month ago? Yeah.
My friend said that she bought Lust from Lush.
Yeah.
Lust from Lush. That's a store? Lush.
You're Lush, yeah. There's one on Michigan Avenue.
Got it.
And more.
And that every time she wears it, all men, especially married ones, hang all over her.
What? Yeah.
So, hey, I was wondering, is there other go-to things women have worn or even done that make men lose their minds or won't leave them alone? And I would also wonder, as a part of this, back to your original point that you just made, is there anybody that has Lust by Lush and has experienced this so that we can determine it's not an isolated incident?
Right. Well, she pulled it out of her purse, and I was like, oh, you smell really good. And she told me what it was, and that was the brand.
You said
like,
that to her?
I said it to her
first. So you were kind of all over her.
I was, right. And I'm like, eh, that smells so good. And
we should kiss or something.
I did say
so
that.
Then we kissed.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that's great.
And then we kissed.
Oh, nice.
And then,
nice.
And then after that.
And then what happened?
She told me.
Not much was happening when the Lust came out.
She told me where she got it, and that's when that story came out. And she said, I can't go anywhere without having men hang all over me. And she was down in Indianapolis at that NFL
Combine.
Mm-hmm.
And she had one of the assistant coaches like all over.
Try to kiss her.
And she's like, this is what I was wearing
that
night.
Up on her leg like a dog.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah, weird stuff like that.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, what is happening right now?
All right. 312-233-1019. Melissa's hey, I was wondering topic of the day. Does anybody have Lust from Lush? And if you do and aren't wearing it, why the hell not, I guess?
No, I'm
And then secondly, is there another scent or something that you have noticed that when you wear it, or maybe that one top you wear, ladies, that one top?
Yeah.
When you put it on, it's like showtime.
And then camp.
And then get on a bicycle.
Right. Like you go through the drive-thru, and then you go to pick up your meal. You've paid, and by the time you get your meal, it's like seven guys in the drive-thru window looking at you. Because word got around on the inside. You know what I'm saying? 312-233-1019. I don't know that I've ever smelled Lust from Lush.
Well, I went out and bought some. I just haven't worn it yet.
Why not?
Well, I don't want to wear it to work because...
Right, the whip and I will be all over
you.
Yeah, I'm too desirable.
I cannot deal with you
I just don't.
Two.
I cannot deal with you guys all trying to dry hump my leg. It's so exhausting.
It is. I'm like, I'm not wearing it to work. So I'm trying to figure out a place to wear
it's
it.
It's that provocative? You can't even wear it to work?
I mean, it smells really good.
You have to wear it. You have to wear it. I want to smell it.
Now
I'll bring
I'm
it
curious.
In for you.
I'm curious to see what kind of... No, I don't know. Response we have to it. Oh, my God, really? Is this a hard one?
It's kind of been a weird morning already.
Oh, my God, really?
I think it's hard to know about other signs. Like, most people, I think, know about their own signs.
I think you've really overthought this.
No, because I think about it. Like, I know a lot about Pisces, but, and, you know, they're not normally angry.
You ever dated... First of all, I'm not asking to really overthink this that much.
Like, okay.
I'm going to be honest with you, be a lot of. I'm not really looking for real answers here. You know what I mean? It's just, yeah. Throw me an Aquarius and a Pisces and a Virgo and we're off to the races.
You don't
have to really sit down with your therapist and really give me, you know, any background as to why. But you tell me there's like nobody in your life or a guy or whatever that, you know, you didn't mesh with, you didn't jive with. And you're thinking, oh, my God, he's a, you know. He's a Capricorn. I can't do that.
There is. Okay, so Gemini.
See what I'm saying?
Yeah, Gemini are normally known for like being.
All right, you hold that thought.
Okay.
Let other people.
Totally.
This is more of a setup just trying to encourage people to get involved.
Yeah, I get that.
And there's prizes.
You're very participatory.
Oh, prizes.
I really thought like this would be an easy one. Like I thought everybody would jump in on this. I thought everybody had an opinion. I mean, Madonna, for crying out loud, won't work with David Guetta because he's a Scorpio. Right?
Yeah. I had a feeling the way it started earlier this morning. I'm like, people are having a hard time waking up today.
What gave you that feeling? Because nobody had your Lust with Lush?
Because that was easy. And
I thought that one was kind of hard for early.
Well,
you know what you wear that turns people on.
I mean, it could have just been like my favorite
stuff that shows my boobs a lot is what I thought we were actually going to get.
Yeah. Top three astrological signs you don't mess with. See how easy this was? In at number three, April.
Gemini.
Bad people, Gemini. Bad worst. Terrible.
The worst.
Can't trust
them. Listen to
you. Don't go anywhere where there's a Gemini. You're going to get in huge, huge trouble. Jean in at number two.
Aries.
Awful people.
Oh, my God. Yes.
Yeah. Totally. Should be eradicated.
Oh, my God. So aggressive. Just eradicated.
Trying to bring some to Aries. Terrible people, aren't they, Jean? Terrible, terrible people. Can't trust them. And finally, in at number one. You know what I'm talking about?
God.
Don't even get me started, Allie.
Cancer.
Oh, my God.
Cantuum.
I don't even want to know any of them. I don't even want to know. What are you, Allie? What are you?
I'm an Aries.
Aries. Oh, hold on a second ago. We can't talk. Yeah, we can't talk.
Yeah, you're on the list.
Yeah. Let's find out now what's going on in the greater world around us or the greater Chicagoland area around us. Top three things trending on Twitter right now at the social media desk. Violetta has pinpointed these three things, and here we go at number three.
Yingling beer meets Hershey's. This isn't the first time, but it is the first time that you can actually get it in stores and bring it home. The porter beer comes at the perfect time as the weather is getting a little bit chillier and everybody's craving something heavy. It is going to be a little bit hard for us to get it here because Yingling isn't distributed in Illinois, but our neighboring states of Indiana and Ohio could have us covered, except for I don't know if you can actually travel over there, but it might be worth the 14-day quarantine.
Yingling.
Yeah.
You ever had any Yingling?
I love it.
I've never had it. Have you?
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Do you love it?
I guess I didn't really realize you can't get it here.
Yeah, you can, because whenever I go on road trips, I always bring back like a
Yingling.
12-pack.
A little bit of Yingling.
Reminds me of the name of the panda on.
Yeah. Anchorman.
Right, Panda Watch.
Oh, Yingling.
So I thought you were talking about.
You don't know Yingling? No, Yingling beer is popular.
It's very popular.
I love
it. Not as funny as the panda.
No, it's not.
My God. Especially if you're on Panda Watch. That's the beer, Ching King.
It's close enough.
Yingling. All right. Trending on Twitter, number two.
Gilmore Girls is trending. It has been 20 years since the first episode graced our screens, and many are celebrating the laughter, the coffee, the boyfriends, all the movie nights, the crazy food cravings, and, of course, the witty comebacks.
I saw a picture yesterday of the daughter.
Yeah.
Who I just had her name, and it just escaped me, the actress.
She's in Sisters of the Traveling Pants.
Yeah, what is her name?
So she's friends with...
They did 20 years ago and her now.
Yeah.
She looks exactly the same.
Yeah, she hasn't changed at all.
It's actually creepy. She is identical.
Oh, that's kind of crazy.
It's crazy. All right. And trending on Twitter, number one.
Haunted houses are definitely the conversation right now in Chicago. Many spots are trying to figure out how to open with new safety measures in place. And the one that's getting a lot of attention is Terror in the Timbers. It's in Elgin. You're going to be able to stay in your car, turn off your headlights, turn on a special radio station that gives you audio while you drive slowly from station to station. I don't know. This sounds really creepy. You're still going to get the terror experience, and it's going to be driving through the woods, basically, in pitch black. So I kind of like it. Do you guys like the idea?
I think it's a good idea. You got to find some way to have some fun safely.
And there you have it.
Right? I'm like, go for it. I'm glad they figured a way to do it.
I think it's a tremendous idea to find fun safely. Back to you. Thank you. Things people believe they should have in common with their partner. The five things couples believe it's important to have in common. Sense of humor, sex drive, work ethic, hobbies and interests, political opinions. Anybody listening who?
Maybe missing a couple of those in your relationship.
But you're fine. You're chugging right along.
Sure.
All right. So Amy, Anastasia, and Kay, hang on. We're going to get to your calls. Okay. They are missing some of these, one, two, or three of these in their relationship.
Okay.
We're going to try to guess which one it is.
Oh, fun. Perfect.
All right.
Yeah.
All right, Amy, without telling us which one it is, of the five in your relationship, how many are you missing?
Four.
You're missing four.
Whoa.
What?
Oh. All right, so then we're going to switch it. We're going to try to pick the one you do have in common.
Okay.
So four of those you're missing, one of those you have in common. How long have you been in a relationship?
15 years, married for 9.
Wow.
Married 9,
okay.
15 years. And of the five things people believe they should have in common, you're missing four. Which one do you think she has, Melissa?
I'm going to say you guys have your political opinions the same.
All right, hold on. Don't say anything, Amy. Whip.
Sorry, I just had a little choking thing. I have a sense of humor.
You have the same sense of humor. Okay, yep. Violetta, which one do you think?
I got to go sex drive.
Okay, I will go work ethic. Which one do you have in common and you're missing the other four, Amy?
Work ethic.
Oh, there we are. I know my couples with very little in common.
Yeah.
Apparently you do. Yeah.
The other four you don't have?
No.
Oh, wow.
No.
How do you get through the humor?
Who's the funny one and who's not?
We disagree on that. He's a bit more dark.
Okay. Sex drive. Who's a little more active? Who's a little more passive?
He's more active.
All right. Hobbies and interests. What does he like to do?
Nothing.
All right. There you
go. Nothing.
And
wow.
political opinions. You fall on what side? He falls on what side?
I'm way more liberal.
All right. He's more conservative. Yet somehow you're making it work, huh?
It works.
It works.
Wow.
Anastasia.
How are you?
Of the five things people believe they should have in common with their partner, how many are you missing?
We are missing three.
Three of them, okay. Mm. All right, so now we're going to try to each pick one of the things they're missing.
Okay.
Don't answer, Anastasia. We'll take our guesses. Melissa?
I'm going to say you're missing sex drive.
All right, that's one of them. Whip, pick another one.
You're missing work ethic.
There's the second one. Violetta, pick the third.
Political views.
Are those the three you're missing, Anastasia?
No.
Okay, what three are you missing? Which three are you missing?
We are missing political views, hobbies, sense of
humor. Aha, the rest is all working for you.
Work and sex is going.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, if a relationship is just work and sex, you are golden, right, Anastasia?
Well, you know, we met at work, and we have kids.
That's
set.
That's what seems to be working just fine.
All right.
Just fine.
Good to hear.
And finally, Kay. Hi, Kay.
Hello.
Of the five things people believe they should have in common with their partner, how many are you missing?
Two.
You're missing two. Okay, so you have three. Should we try to guess the ones she's missing or the ones she has?
Let's try to guess the ones she has.
All right, Melissa, what does she have?
I think you guys have same sense of humor.
Whip.
I think you have hobbies and interests.
Violetta.
Which one? I wanted to know a little bit more about her. Would you guys, sex drive?
Okay.
I'll just go to that one.
We're like 6 minutes in the bit. Violetta forgot all the things about it. Like 6 minutes into it. Are we right, Kay? Are those the three things?
No.
Oh, okay. Darn.
What do you have in common?
Sex drive, work ethic, and political views.
You're the same on those, so you're missing sense of humor and hobbies and interests.
Oh.
Yes.
What does he like to do?
He is very into comic books and video games and all, like, the nerdy stuff.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And what are you into?
I'm into, like, crocheting and minifigure painting and that sort of nerdy stuff.
So, like, he goes to the basement, you go upstairs, and your relationship is perfect.
Yeah, kind of.
God bless America!
Right.
Yeah.
The best relationships, the kind that you can spend apart. There's a big article, people revealing the weirdest complaints they have about their spouses. And I'm reading that and I'm thinking, oh, that's interesting. I wonder if their spouses know.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Like, I wonder if their spouses realize, yeah, I know that she hates that.
Yeah.
Or is this, like, new information? So let's go at it from their perspective. What does your spouse not like about you? You know that if your spouse took part in this conversation, here's what he or she would share. Like, for example, Whip, you've brought it up on the show. You're fully aware that your wife hates the way you drink. And not like you drink too much booze.
Like I'm not hitting the bottle.
Just the style with which you consume liquid.
The sound it makes.
Yeah, the actual swallowing of the liquid makes an annoying sound. And I'm totally in agreement with that.
You're fully aware of it.
Yeah, especially because we played it here on the show and I heard myself. And I was disgusted.
And is the water machine, the water cooler, is it still in the garage because your wife insists that if you're going to drink water, you have to do it in the garage.
Totally. Yeah, I got to leave the room. And I do. I'm just used to it now. It's just a fact of life.
And it's still that way.
Yeah, well, I can't really correct it. I've tried, but it's...
Oh,
I just... Yeah, exactly.
No.
This is it.
That's what it sounds like.
No, that's not.
That's real.
Yeah. Yeah. That's Whip with a... Wow. We put a microphone to his throat and said, all right, drink water. Let's see what your wife hears every morning.
Yeah.
Yep. There's what you...
Oh, my God. I can't even.
Yeah.
See?
All right.
Oh,
Yeah, there it is right there. 312-233-1019. Christy, what does your spouse or significant other not like about you?
He says I eat too slow. I can starve between bites.
Eat too slowly.
I can starve
so
between bites.
So he has powered his way through a full meal before you've even like unwrapped your silverware.
Pretty much.
Yeah. Uh-huh. I wouldn't think that was bad unless you were sitting with that person and you're done with your meal and you're just waiting.
That's
and
the worst.
Waiting. And then they start eating your food because you're like, well, you're not going to finish it.
That is the worst. You're like, yeah, I'm going to finish it. I'm eventually
going to. I usually have to wrap my food and end up taking it home and finishing it there.
Oh, wow.
How long does it take him to eat a meal?
A normal person.
Like 5 minutes, 10 minutes?
About, yeah, 10, 15 minutes.
How long does it take you?
It could take me up to 2 hours.
No, my God.
Oh!
Wow. See?
No.
2 hours?
Is it because you talk a lot?
There's a lot of looking
lot
at
of
the
chewing.
Peas, evaluating the burrito. Yes.
Making the right combination of bites. Pondering which one you want to try next.
How you're going to mix this together to get a full flavor. Mary.
Hi.
What does he not like about you?
I tend to just zone out in the middle of conversation.
I know what that's like around here.
Yeah.
Huh?
Well, we have
I see this happen all the time in this room.
Hobbies.
What's that?
Yeah. We have a lot of hobbies that we don't have in common.
Totally.
So a lot of times I'll have no idea what he's talking about at all. And I try to pay attention, but he can definitely tell when I just zone out and
maybe
I'm just nodding.
Mm-hmm. He's boring.
That's what happens around here. I bring up a topic and Melissa finds it boring. So she zones out, pays no attention and doesn't contribute. Then I look at her and she's like, what?
What? Yeah, sure. What
like
are you
right
saying?
Now, she doesn't even know what we're talking about right now.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Right now
about.
She's shopping on Amazon.
Yeah.
Yep. 312-233-1019. Dan, what does your significant other not like about you?
She does not like the fact that every night for dessert, I will have 1 tablespoon of ice cream.
Just
and she'll
one.
Be like, just one. And she'll be like, put it in a dish. I go, I don't want to. I want a tablespoon. So then I leave 1 tablespoon of ice cream in each half gallon. So we have to have like 4 half gallons of the different ice creams because I'll leave a tablespoon.
Right, because you like to antagonize her based on her dislikes. Not only are you acknowledging it, I'm going to antagonize you with it. And finally, Heather, what does your significant other not like about you?
He doesn't like when I use my teacher voice on him.
Are you a teacher?
I am.
It would make sense, yes. And
I hear it right now.
What is our first? Give us your normal voice.
Good morning.
Now give us your teacher voice.
Pick that up, please. What are you doing?
Sound pretty
more,
similar.
Has a little more staccato feel to
maybe.
It.
Yeah.
I think your good morning's pretty teachery too.
Yeah, pick it up, please. Oh. Get it done. Where's your homework? Next morning mindbender. 312-233-1019. 33% of people have dumped someone because they were a bad what? Tell them, Nick.
I think it's a bad liar.
Bad liar. No. Not a bad liar.
Okay.
Dumped them because they were a bad what, Allison?
Kisser.
Kisser. No.
Oh, man.
Not because they were a bad kisser. No. Dumped them 33% because they were a bad what, Tony?
A bad lover.
Lover.
Yeah. Just in general? Okay.
Which Melissa loves. And I believe Taylor Swift once sang about that.
She did.
Remember that?
Yeah.
Yeah. Remember, she did the whole lover thing.
She did.
This is also a dance song, according to Whip.
It's a little more.
Oh, there goes the fireplace again. He just threw another pine log in there. Yeah, that's right. 33% of people have dumped someone because they were a bad lover. Surprised it's as low as 33%?
Yeah.
Bad lover?
I'm not.
33% have dumped someone because they were a bad lover. How's Butch the dog?
He's really good. I took him to the vet yesterday, and he got a haircut.
Oh, boy.
He needed it.
Oh, boy. All right. Wow. Get a haircut going into winter.
Yeah, he just gets very tangly because he's got curly hair. Gotcha. So I'll let it grow now that it's weather starting to change. He should be fine by December.
Fine. So I'm guessing you anticipate then you come home. You'll arrive home today. You'll open the door. He'll see your face and be all excited.
Yeah, he gets super excited.
When he sees you?
Yeah.
No.
Wait, what?
No.
Yeah, he does.
He doesn't even know who the hell you are.
What?
He doesn't.
Get out of here.
He doesn't. I'm sorry. He
no,
doesn't.
No, how does he not know?
You could just hold up your face, like a picture of you. Like, I could go to Butch right now and hold up a picture of you, and Butch could look at it and go, I don't know who that is.
Oh, my gosh.
Have you seen this woman?
I don't. It means nothing to me.
She's a stranger.
No clue.
Okay.
Study says your dog may love you, but it doesn't know the sight of your face.
Mm.
Dogs don't know our faces.
Really?
When you look at your dog, it looks, he goes, I don't know who you are.
Just a face.
What are you? I don't know what you are.
Is that possible?
In the Journal of Neuroscience, it shows dogs aren't wired to focus on human faces. They don't recognize faces.
Okay.
What does make their brain spark is the glimpse of another dog. The sight of a human? Not so much. Through MRI scans of humans and dogs watching videos of both humans and dogs, Hungarian scientists, do you trust them, learned that while humans have a specialized brain region that lights up when a face comes into view, dogs do not.
They don't?
They see your face, Melissa. Butch sees your face. Nothing. Blank.
Wow, that's
nothing.
So weird.
No brain activity. Nothing there.
That is bizarre. I wonder why he's wagging his tail.
Well, he is, because dogs may not notice our faces or the expressions on them, but they do pick up on other cues that cause them to recognize you, your body language or your voice cues.
Right.
Yeah.
So he sees your body language and hears your voice. He's like, oh, yeah, that's the person who feeds me.
Yeah, exactly.
But if he just saw your face, like if he just slid a picture in, he would just look at it and go, nope, I got nothing.
Okay, I guess I could kind of see that. Because, yeah, whenever you walk in the door, you're never just, like, silent.
You could kind of see, I'm blown away by that.
Well,
that your dog could look at you and not know who the hell you are.
Yeah.
Well, I think that they definitely don't read, like, facial cues, but they are so, like, Butch is so sensitive to, like, a high voice. He likes the high dog voice, like, hey, Butch, how are you?
He's the only one.
You're a good boy. Mm-hmm. You know, like that.
I don't like those at all. How many of you are like, I'll pass on that,
tail.
Too?
Would you like it if your belly was rubbed, though?
That's just not so much. Just keep that for Butch. So your dog doesn't recognize your face, but does recognize your body language and your voice cues. I'd really like to try that. Have people like hold up
just a picture.
A picture. Or put a picture. But then the dog would be reacting to the person holding it.
I know. You almost have to put it up on an iPad and send him an email.
Like, and then drop it in through a window so he can't see you.
Like a piece of wire or something.
And they're basically saying if you dropped your picture into a room, the dog would look over the picture and you'd get no response.
Yeah. I wonder if you cut the picture out in the shape of the head and then like dropped it down.
Same thing. No response.
Huh. Gotta be the body language.
Yeah, they need to see your body language and hear your voice. That really awful voice you just heard that I hope we never hear again. Keep that one at
what?
Home.
What?
A couple of interesting notes and then the scary one.
Okay.
Mars to make its closest approach to Earth until 2035.
I don't know if it's related, but it has been very visible in the sky lately. Mars has,
I don't know that I could spot Mars.
Well, I read about it, and then I looked up in the sky, and it was exactly where they said it was going to be, bright as hell. Yeah.
Really?
Today, the red planet will come the closest to Earth that it will until 2035. The distance is rather relative, as the planets are going to be a whopping 38.6 million miles apart from each other today.
That's pretty cool.
All right. Yep, this is also pretty cool. Criminal donates kidney to officer who busted her.
Okay.
She was once one of Alabama's most wanted. Saved the life of the police officer who placed her in jail in 2012. Ah. Former officer Terrell Potter needed a kidney transplant. Jocelyn James came forward and offered one of hers. Potter arrested James in 2012 for drug possession. She got clean thanks to him and was happy to donate one of her kidneys to save his life.
Oh, my God.
That's some serious relationship they've got going on there.
Yep. You want some more good news? Company bonuses employees with new cars.
Hey, let's do that.
A company from China. Recently gifted over 4,000 employees with new cars as a bonus for surpassing their goals. 2,900 Fords and 1,100 Volkswagens were waiting for the employees in the field.
That is unbelievable.
Yep. And a great idea.
You want more good news?
I think so.
Woman wins lotto using dead mom's numbers. Just how dead mom would have wanted it.
Like the number she used to use for her lottery?
An Australian woman recently won $718,000 using a set of numbers she inherited from her late mother. Wow. God bless her.
I think the mom's like, hey, I've been playing those numbers forever. I couldn't.
Let's slide into the bad news now. Fast food drive-thrus are slower during the pandemic.
I've noticed that.
Have you seen the lines?
I have seen the lines. Maybe Ugh. That's the cause of slow or all the cleaning procedures or the general safety procedures they have to follow in order to get things
it's
out.
It's all the ingredients that there are shortages of, and you're like, I want this. We don't have that. Next.
Chick-fil-A led in order of accuracy, customer service, and taste categories, though, both this year and last year. Listen, you're minutes away from more chicken.
That's Yay! Right.
They do have the friendliest people working there always. Yeah. Their
really
training
do.
Must be really good, and they follow it.
Let's talk about eating. Joey Chestnut. You know who Joey Chestnut is?
Yeah, the competition eating guy.
Exactly.
Yep.
Devoured a 12-pound walking taco in 38 minutes.
Wow. 12 pounds?
12-pound walking taco.
Wow.
Yes, Whip.
What's a walking taco?
A walking taco, Whip, is essentially a bunch of taco ingredients stuffed inside a chip bag.
Yeah, like a Fritos.
Sometimes when you go to games, they'll give you the walking taco.
Ah, okay.
Yep. In there were 2 pounds of chips, 3 pounds of ground beef, 2.5 pounds of cheese, 1.5 pounds of salsa, 6-plus avocados.
Oh, my
That's filling.
God.
That's very filling.
Some
and
onions, some sour cream.
Oh, Lord.
And some jalapeno sauce.
Mm.
Sounds good, though.
Joey also guzzled 82 street-style carnitas tacos in 8 minutes to win last year's eating competition in Santa Monica. This year, it was the 12-pound walking taco.
Do you guys ever wonder what he does later?
Nope.
Like an hour?
Nope. When asked how he's going to celebrate the feat, he said, have a beer, a belly rub, and a nap.
Wow, he's
I honestly, this is the truth. I had two fairly large tacos last night. I can
too.
Still feel them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Still, right now, I
but
can feel
But you're
like,
exactly oh. the opposite of Joey Chestnut.
I eat half a taco, and I'm like, oh, God.
You eat like a squirrel.
Oh, my God. And then finally, on Tidbit Tuesday.
We're waiting.
Woman's week-long headache turns out to be brain cyst full of tapeworm larvae.
No.
Come on!
I told you, it's going to change your life.
That's disgusting.
I told you, you're never going to be the same.
Oh, my God. How
I told
did
you,
they
it's
get
Tidbit
it out?
Tuesday. They'll stay with you forever.
How did it get there?
An Australian woman who suffered a headache. My head is killing me. For about a week, discovered that the source of her pain was actually a cyst filled with tapeworm larvae lodged in her brain.
God, that's so wrong.
The 25-year-old barista's case became the first to develop locally in Australia. Officials believe she may have accidentally swallowed tapeworm eggs, which are normally found in undercooked pork and a variety of other things you don't want to know about.
Oh, my God. I'm never eating that again.
The woman successfully had the larva removed from her brain in surgery and is expected to make a full recovery. Top three things trending on Twitter as we speak here in the great city of Chicago. Perched over there at the social media desk is Violetta. Here we are at number three.
Banana Republic is trending because of their sold-out and very sought-after Notorious necklace named after and released again in honor of former Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg, who affectionately was known as Notorious B.R.G.
Right.
She had all these fashion choices.
R.B.G.
R.B.G.
Yeah,
right. And she was famous for her descent collar, and it was originally from Banana Republic, which I didn't realize until it was trending,
mm-hmm.
and they sold out of it because everybody wants it.
R.B.G. Cool. If you follow, too, YouTube has been, every time I go on there, they keep posting videos of Kate McKinnon doing her Ruth Bader Ginsburg Weekend Update.
Yeah.
Good stuff. Trending on Twitter, number two.
Do you remember your first is trending right now on Twitter as people try to recall their first post on Instagram?
Oh!
Yeah, a little bleed over there from Instagram to Twitter, but everybody's like trying to think back, and I don't know if you post a lot, but I do, and I have like over like 600, I don't know, I have a lot. I can't remember my first one. Do you think you can remember your first one?
I remember my first picture.
You do?
Yeah. I was walking over the Chicago River, and there was one of the big, giant boats, the sightseeing boats mm-hmm. out there, and there was a live dummy. Well, I guess it wasn't live. There was a dummy on the boat with a lifeguard, and they sat him back in a chair like he was soaking up the sun.
Let's see if
I took
correct.
A picture of that.
Dummy on a boat.
The dummy on a boat.
I want to inform you, I'm sorry that you are incorrect about your first Instagram post.
My first picture? That was my first picture?
No, it's a Butch.
First one was a Butch.
Oh, crap.
Which is why he doesn't recognize your face. If you know what that's about, check out the Eric in the Morning podcast. Butch no longer recognizes Melissa. And trending on Twitter, number one.
A Christmas pop-up already making its way to Chicago. October 11th, Mercadito in River North will be a full-on pop-up bar, Christmas-inspired with the overtop holiday decor, Christmas trees. And in addition to all the craziness and festivities, you also get 15% off if you come in an ugly sweater, you know, Christmas sweater.
Sure.
It's just crazy. It's so early. I don't know why
it's early. 80 days.
Why not?
80 days.
Yeah.
Mercadito, your Christmas home. Thank you.
Thanks for listening to the Eric in the Morning podcast. Remember to rate, review, and subscribe so you don't miss a moment of Eric in the Morning on 101.9 The Mix Chicago.